grass-fed, locally raised, 100% organic. The Devil's Advocates.
And we are back. Thank you for listening to the Devil's Advocates radio show. Your calls always welcome at 844-967-2789. Crudy, and I want to be clear on this, from the CNN article reading about Meadows, these 2,319 messages. Initially, these were turned over to the January 6th committee. So that
back in December.
Right. So if that's what these are, this is a leak from the committee, not a leak from DOJ, which is really my point, is that if they're doing something, and I believe they are, they're keeping it pretty buttoned up.
Okay, I don't care who the leaker is, man. I don't care who's deep throat. All I care about is what is contained in these text messages, Tom.
But it does matter. I mean, it does matter, because if this is from DOJ versus
sure.
J6 has no prosecutorial ability on this, right? So they're waging, if anything, a political war right now by releasing this information, which, of course, yes, release it all. But if it were to come from, you know, someone inside justice, I think it'd be a little more telling versus coming from, you know, this bipartisan political committee.
You know, the attorney that was the state's attorney, or at least spoke on behalf, or more accurately, against Marjorie Taylor Greene on Friday.
Yeah.
Selly, I believe, his name. Well, he was asked what was the most damning example of insurrection that she, you know, couldn't recall, or whatever the case may be. And right. Here's what he referenced. On January 5th, the day before the insurrection, Congresswoman Greene told her followers on Facebook on a national broadcast that tomorrow is 1776.
Woohoo!
Now, that's the kind of rhetoric that, you know, we can all talk about historical references and so on, but in the context that she was dealing with it, where people understood that 1776 was code for break into the Capitol, do violence, and most importantly, block the certification of Joe Biden, this is an act of insurrection. And we demonstrated and proved that. And then that was an appearance on Ari Berman show over on MSNBC. Berman confirmed the 1776 is her statement. He felt like it was. Well, sure, you may feel that way and you didn't have the benefit of discovery. Or these newly released emails from the trope from Mark Meadows. I mean, I think the clearest sense of insurrection is the January 17th email. You know, weeks after the actual insurrection, and she's calling for martial law 3 days before the inauguration of Joe Biden, saying me and lots of Republican friends are discussing this, members only. We're talking about it. And we just want people to know that we think this is what should happen.
Do you recall her testimony when asked about
I don't recall.
No. She referenced that, well, it's on our flag. It's on the flag, 1776. So, you know, that must have been what she meant. Well, of course it's a call to insurrect. But there, you know, you gotta read into it. She didn't come out and specifically contradict herself
on January 17th. Setting aside the whole perjuring herself on Friday.
Yes.
Her plea to Mark Meadows, Marjorie Taylor Greene's, first reported on CNN, came January 17th, weeks after the Capitol riot, when Greene texted Meadows that she and a number of Republicans felt that declaring a police state was the only way to save our republic. She's making this declaration 2 weeks after
we need a dictator to save our democracy, because that makes sense.
I'm going to do the Marjorie Taylor Greene voice. In our private chat with only members, you know, I bet she's got a members only jacket and everything, Dom.
I'm sure she does.
In our private chat with only members, several are saying the only way to save our republic is for Trump to call for martial, spelled wrong, law. I don't know on those things. No, she doesn't seemingly know things, Dom. I just wanted you to tell him. They stole this election. We all know they will destroy our country next. Please tell him to declassify as much as possible so we can go after Biden and anyone else who might want to peacefully transition from one presidency.
No peaceful transition. Can't have that. can't have that. Of course, that's what she called for. We cannot have a peaceful transition as Joe Biden wants. I mean, that was the tape. And she didn't remember it. I didn't remember saying that. It could have been me, but it was from CNN. And, you know, they lie about me. It must be a deep fake video.
So her testimony from Friday hasn't aged well. And the other guy who's right up to his oopsie neck, complicit, Rick Perry. Rick Perry was like the first one saying, let's steal this election. Hurry up. And he declared, no, it wasn't me. Except he signed the text, Rick Perry, and he gave his personal cell phone number. So it's like, here are the identifying ways to identify that this is coming from me, Rick Perry. And here's my private cell phone number from me, Rick Perry, and I'll sign this Rick Perry. And then when someone says, hey, is that from you? No, that's some other Rick Perry. That's a Rick K. Perry. I'm a Scott, like Scott Walker did with the love show. Right. That's a Scott K. Walker. I'm Scott P. Walker, whatever it is.
What about, okay, and this is amazing, but again, not too surprising, Hannity, you know, texting Meadows. What can we do? You know, Meadows replies, stress, every vote counts. Get out and vote. Yes, sir, Hannity replied, on it. Any place in particular we need a push? Pennsylvania, North Carolina, Arizona, Meadows wrote. Nevada. Got it. Everywhere, Hannity said. Yeah, everywhere. Because your guy lost. Your guy lost.
No. But that message came prior to the election.
That was election day, yes. Yes, that was election
day. And, you know, quite frankly, as unsavory as it might seem that Sean Hannity is connected to the administration, shocker, no,
well, of course not. Yes,
of course we all not. Know that. You know, so the fact that Sean Hannity would be rooting for Republican voters.
Sure, but getting your marching orders from Meadows on election day? I mean, come on, man.
They got it backwards, don't they? We should be giving the marching orders to the Democratic Party. They should be seeking our counsel,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, see how that works out for us.
Maybe the Libertarians will look us up. You know, they're the 1.5% party. Come back. We're at the radio show for the 99%. That means most of you. I am excluding a few, though, Dom. One's on the list right now. Come back with us. We'll take phone calls immediately after this break. Probably.
We promise.
Probably. You know.
Most likely.
Like Trump, we've broken a few promises. We promise. We'll party all night and every day. More Devil's Advocates.